Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I want to talk about, flexes of wealth. I was watching an Instagram reel this morning of this bloke banging on about how his life has become so much better since he got two of one thing.
Oh.
And it got me thinking. I was like, when you have two of something, that is like a, things are going well for me.
Yep.
Things are going okay enough where I can have two of this. The two things he have, I have never seen anybody have this.
Oh.
Two dishwashers.
Oh.
Right?
That's actually kind of cool because you could have one that's always dirty. And then you, like, you turn that one on, the other one's dirty.
You're never lacking in storage space, even so.
I've never even considered having two dishwashers.
Unless, like, I understand if you have two kitchens, if you have quite a large house or you've got, like, a separation there.
Yeah.
Like, I can understand, there's two dishwashers because we have two kitchens. But two dishwashers in the same kitchen to me is crazy. And this guy, he was like, honestly, it's changed everything. We're never like, I'm going to do the dishes. Because he's like, mostly, we can just put it on at the end of the night. We know we've got the space. And we have massive, like, when you have friends over, do you also get stressed and you go, geez, we're going to be in a backlog for about five days?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hand wash.
Yeah.
And otherwise. You can't, at some point, you can't load up enough in the dishwasher.
5223295 I know this is very niche. What do you have two of? Because I think that's impressive.
At the risk of you making fun of me yet again, I have two fridges. Shut up. It's because we got a new fridge as an engagement gift.
You got a fridge as a gift?
Yes. My mum and dad, lovely gift. Thanks, mum and dad. So we got a new fridge. And so we just kept the old one, and that's now our drinks fridge in the garage.
But like
we have a whole fridge dedicated to drinks.
But normally drinks fridges are like really basic, small, like ones that I've
ours
ever seen.
Ours is only like 300, 400 litres. It's no big deal.
Your garage fridge is better than my kitchen fridge. Sam in Leopold, what do you have two of?
We have two washing machines and three fridges.
Three fridges!
Are you a Harvey Norman franchisee? Sam.
How do you end up with so many appliances, Sam?
Big family.
I was about to say, it has to be a big family.
So wait, do you have a different washing machine for each load? Do you do like one colours and one whites?
No, so I used to sew dogs. So I have one washing machine for human clothes and one washing machine for dog stuff.
That's nice.
Great. That's good.
That is. And then the fridges, just, you know, you thought while we're spending all this money, we might as well pop a fridge on and see if we can get a big discount as well.
No, not quite. We've accumulated those over the years as the kids have got older and Christmas bills and things like that. The family's big, so you need more space.
Okay, well, best of luck with that human washing machine that you've got there. Beck from Marshall, what do you have two of?
Well, I can't top what everyone has, but definitely made it in life. I've got two kettles.
I love two kettles.
Why not? How much water do you...
You're not taking up too much room in the house with two kettles, Beck.
Well, you know, one's a reserve. Like I said, I'm a big tea lady, and I cannot not have my tea. So if the other one breaks down, I've got another one.
So would you say that most of the time when you're in the house, you have like at least, if not one that's boiled and one that's halfway cooled down? Like you're just boiling
that much
water.
Are they side by side or are they in the same room?
I've only got one kitchen.
Okay.
They're in the same space.
Wasted all the money on the kettles. Couldn't afford the second kitchen there, Beck.
Why not,
Tim?
I think that is maybe my favourite so far. Okay. Stewie from Warralily, finish us off here. What have you got two of?
I've got a little bit more than two of. I've got 11 TV.
11 television.
Stewie's actually opening up his own Sporting Globe, Tim.
Stewie, what is going on? What are they all plugged in?
Yeah, all plugged in, all working. I've got two out in the alfresco because you've got to have two in the alfresco because you might want to watch the footy and you might want to watch the cricket.
Off and on at the same time, Stewie, the summer and winter sports.
I also have an alfresco.
Yes, Stewie, let's go through rooms. You have one in the kitchen.
Yep. No, but I have one in the living room, which is attached to the kitchen. Then I've got the cinema room that's got the TV component attached to it. I've got two in my bedroom, one for the computer, which is also TV.
Stu, I was about to say you sound like you come from money, but you haven't said anything about kettles, so I think you might be struggling.
This is Tim and Jess.
Jess, I've asked Will from the newsroom to come in an hour earlier than what we have scheduled him to come in to when he tests our news knowledge.
Both of us are looking nervous, I think.
I don't know why I'm here. Yeah. Literally 10 seconds ago you said, Will, you're coming in? And I said, okay.
Yep.
See, and now here I am.
He's a good boy.
He's always busy.
Now, Will, we love when you come in. Last week you helped us out with our news off. You gave Jess her journalism degree back. Mm-hmm. So
I've done some sexy budgets.
Yep, that's been fantastic. Testing our news knowledge every single day. When you have mates, Jess, you want to look out for them, right? And mm-hmm. I feel like Will's a little bit younger than us.
Wow.
But
Tim has never called me his friend. That's amazing.
Don't make me take it back by stopping down. So when you have your mate, you look out for them. And if you see something, you say something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Will showed me something on his Instagram today. And I'm worried that Will potentially is heading towards thirst traps on Instagram.
Really? Will That's looks worried now too. Look at his just not, face.
It's just not true.
I want to see it.
Will gestured to me like
I'm in no shape to be thirst trapping anything.
Well, this is the thing. I'm worried about where you're going. So Will's recently just signed up to a new gym in Belmont, and he's been telling me about it. I've been asking a lot of questions because I'm also thinking about signing up to a gym and never going. I just like, where can I send
$30?
Yeah,
Will is also he's going.
He's actually going he's at actually the moment.
There's at least changing. There's actual footage of me there, so that's a start.
Well, that's the footage that I want to talk about. So Will showed me on his phone that the
you made the
whoever
socials.
Is running the gym's social media or whatever class he went to. Like, you know how they like walk around the room?
Yeah,
and like,
I hate that.
30 people doing the class.
Because they always take a video of me and they go, oh, can't be putting that on our socials. Ugh.
I don't Look know how it. That feels.
And Will... Well, this is what it suggests. He's starting to use the language that I'm a bit worried that... Because Will's already a very attractive young man, objectively.
Is the rig out in the video?
The words were, look at the legs.
The legs?
Look at my legs.
I don't ever think I've looked at your pins.
Or the pins on that. The pins on that.
Never said anything like that.
So I'm not, because again, I hardly ever go to the gym. What's the exercise you're doing in the video on Instagram?
It's called a good morning.
It's called a good morning?
Yeah.
Hello.
And can you, for people that might not know what a good morning is, can you
I'm
explain
trying to
it?
Explain it without doing the action because people can't see
it. Is it like a burpee? I'm imagining
it's
a burpee.
Like, it's like, you know those drinking bird things that they sort of bend down? You got the barbell on your back and you sort of just bend
right,
forward.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not kinda, like a squat, you're just bending forward.
Yeah.
Like you've just hit a great shot in golf, you've got the golf club over your shoulders and
sounds
you're like,
terrible.
Oh,
this is
I'm
going It's fantastic. Like you're in a guillotine.
Yeah, that's actually great.
Right.
But Will, I'm worried because Will is, he's working out. He's looking good. Like, these are all the signs of pre-thirst traps.
Sure. And he's a single fella. So, you know, he's on the prowl.
I need you to guarantee that in the next month, like when Jess comes back from her honeymoon, if you're at thirst trap stage, we're in big troubles.
If he starts posting selfies like Tom from The Breakfast Show, with his
shirt up.
Yeah, shirt, holding his little...
I won't be coming in with a stringlet like he sometimes does. Yes. That's not happening.
Stringlet. I think what we need to do is post the thirst trap, the alleged thirst trap, on our socials.
I don't even know
and
how to
see
do
if
that.
People. I will do it and see if people. I'll put a poll up and see if people think it's thirst trap territory, Tim, or whether you're overreacting.
Come on, I've just joined this gym. I don't need to.
We need to put it out there because Tim might be overreacting. I've not seen this footage. Neither has anyone else listening.
I think Tim's overreacting.
Head
like
to
me.
Our socials.
Doesn't sound like me.
I'm going to get it up in the next 10 minutes.
Yep, great. All right. Oh. Thanks, Will. We're just looking out for a
the
mate.
Post, that
We're
is.
Just looking out for it. Thanks for coming in, Will.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, I need to talk about one of your most feared topics, death.
Oh, well, we do.
The future is almost here. And we're one step closer to living forever.
Now I'm on board. So again, if you're new to the show, welcome. Hi, my name's Tim. I never want to die. I know that is something that all of us, bar Walt Disney, have had to face in our lives. We're like, what do they always say? There's three things you can't avoid: death, taxes, I don't know, the bomber's winning a flag. Yeah. Like, it's the three things you can never avoid. So I get quite stressed. And sometimes, like, the only panic attack I've ever had in my life was one night during lockdown, and I just saw it. I just saw it in my mind.
You're like, dying. Oh my God, it's happening.
Yeah, and I just hated it. Living forever, though.
I'm so glad you mentioned Walt Disney, because I want to talk about cryogenics.
Huge, because the whole thing is that he's frozen, right?
So,
is that not confirmed?
I don't know if it's confirmed or not, but there are rumors that Walt Disney was, like, essentially put on ice.
Yep.
And they were like, all right, when we have the technology to bring you back, we will.
And then I think, like, there's even conspiracy theories that so many people were Googling, is Walt Disney frozen? Like, people, they made the movie Frozen so that that's what Disney would frozen. Come up when you Google that instead of Walt Disney being frozen, which is one of the best conspiracy theories
ever. It's stunning.
Ever.
So scientists have stepped one step further to being able to thaw people out.
Great.
So since 1977, hundreds of thousands of people have put themselves in cryotherapy.
So we have people frozen right now.
Currently, yes.
And they did this knowing that they might never wake up.
They may never wake up. So they freeze them at a point where they go, okay, when we have the technology to cure you of whatever you have, we will thaw you out, right?
That's bonkers.
Scientists have just discovered, and they were able to successfully do this for the very first time, thaw out brain tissue that has been cryogenically frozen without damaging it.
Brain tissue still go?
They took a brain, they cryogenically froze it, and then they thawed it out, and it's been able to be active again.
Huh.
Isn't this so wild? We're in 2024, and we finally have...
Right.
They've been able to thaw out a brain one step closer to being able to thaw out the whole body.
See, the thing is, though, I look at that and I go, all right, that's fantastic. Would I freeze myself now? Absolutely not.
No.
As we just heard, I've got a 9-month-old son. It'd be pretty rich of me to drop on my wife. Hey, babe, I'm sorry to leave
you in
the
lurch. I'm just going to let them freeze me. See you in maybe 1,000 years.
Yeah, that'd be if you wake me up for his 21st, his 30th, you know, his 50th. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
You'd have to be in a very interesting spot in your life where you're willing to make that that risk, essentially, of not knowing. But again, at the end of the day...
I don't know how I should have done a bit more research on cryotherapy. Cryogenics. Do they wait until you have passed on? Or is it like a... Do they freeze you while they're alive?
Why would they, for lack of a better words, melt a dead person, Jess?
No. Because they might have the technology to bring you back one day.
I wouldn't. I would say the people that are freezing themselves probably would be. They would be saying, "Hey, freeze me alive, and then wake me up."
Well, because, that doesn't sound very.
Well, like they'll be put in a state where they're like unconscious. They're not going, "Yeah, kill me, freeze me, and hopefully I wake up." Like, you're dead, Kevin. You're dead. There's no way coming back from that. So, this is exciting, but again, you would have to be in a very unique position to be wanting to freeze.
But
yourself.
It's pretty cool, like a pretty big advancement in technology. Because usually, when they thaw out the brain, the cryogenics has, like, destroyed it.
Have they thought about thawing out your brain? It seems like it might be running a little bit frozen today.
Very dare you.
I'm
trying to help you live forever.
I don't know if I can help you live past the next 5 minutes at the rate you're going. But I appreciate that. Tim and Jess, the podcast. I've recently started, maybe in the last 12 months, I've started noticing it more in the last few weeks. At supermarkets, and most notably, I'm going to talk about Coles and Woolworths here, there's been a shift, and I feel like they're offering you a chance to go towards the future or to stay in the past. And every single time I have this choice in front of me, I stick with what I know, what is comfortable.
The past.
And I stick with the past. As much as I would love to get into the new wave, I've sent you a photo, Jess, and we're going to put this up at the Instagram story because I think this will get people talking. There is a new wave of types of baskets at supermarkets.
Oh, yes. So, no, I've seen this.
So at Coles and Woolies, what I know growing up and what we all love are those rectangle cubed style baskets.
The two handles.
Two handles.
Yeah.
The last 12 months, maybe even longer, we've seen the almost like an oval shaped concave with one handle strap.
I would say much harder to carry.
Well, the weight is all on that one
that
one handle. Obviously, it's probably like more strength is in that one handle. I think people are preferring the older baskets.
Yeah.
And I live in fear of going to a supermarket where they only have the new baskets.
Yeah, I know there are a few that don't.
Is this the physical form of people not accepting change in the world? That's what I want to know. Because are you like, I know if you're not going for a trolley and you are getting a basket,
yeah,
the rectangle basket just works. I don't know why they're trying to change it, these big supermarkets.
Yeah, I mean, is it the durability that they're going for, or is there more depth in that new basket?
I assume there's more space in that basket, but I think you're right. I think weight is a very key thing. But you do get to the point with the old baskets, the rectangle ones, and it's so heavy, and you're doing that weird carry on your side, and the plastic is buckling up.
Yeah.
And going, well, yeah, I probably everyone's should have gotten a trolley.
Everyone's looking at you going, you should have gotten a trolley, and what are you doing?
Now, I know that we only really represent our clans. I represent the Armstrong Creek community.
Yeah.
You're representing Cariah Village.
Mm-hmm.
In the village, I assume there's a lot more. I hate to, like...
Wow, what are you about to say?
I hate to stereotype, but I would say that's mostly old baskets. I would say if their national brand is looking at where they're going to release them, I would say they'll probably go, oh, we'll probably do that a little bit later. Let's not confront these people with these kind of things.
You haven't been to the Woolies.
I've been to the village in a while, no.
It is schmicko out there.
Okay.
We've got new baskets. Don't you worry about it.
Because in the AC, us creakers, we've got options. We've got choice. We got, you know, they're trying to provide for
all
here.
Don't put me in a basket box, Tim. All right? I'll choose whatever basket I like.
All right. We'll put it up on the socials. By the end of the show, I'd love to see the split.
Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer the old baskets? Do you prefer the new baskets? That's what I want to know today on the show. So you can go find it at K-Rock Geelong.
This is Tim and Jess.
Will from the newsroom's come on in here. Good afternoon, Will.
Yep.
Now, a couple of things.
Yep.
Before we get into you testing our news knowledge, we were trying to figure out if you were starting to post thirst traps on your Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
We put it to the people. 75% of people think you are posting thirst
traps
with your gym routine on your Instagram, Will.
It's actually gone up to 80.
Wow.
It's 80% of people.
No, I don't care. Whatever. Let's embrace it.
This is what hot people do, Jess. They don't care about what us uggos think.
Let's embrace it.
I feel like Will's almost too hot now.
Yep.
I can't even look at him
while
we're
talking
to him.
This is your fault. It's not
mine. You can see the thirst traps on our Instagram at K-Rock Geelong. Also on K-Rock Geelong, I would love to get your opinion on this, Will, because you're local to the Leopold Plaza. New baskets or old baskets at the supermarket?
New.
You like the oval-shaped ones?
Mm.
Wow.
Bit more sturdy. You probably fit a bit more in there. What do you give me that look
it's
for,
the young,
it's
hot
so
people
hard to hold.
Young,
like
hot people.
Why?
How are you supposed to like just casually rest it on
your... How is one handle harder than two?
Because you're supposed to rest it on your arm. Like, I can't do it with the big ones.
Actually, I'm kind of leaning on Will's team when you
say
you sound that pathetic.
You just say that because he's hot.
Yeah, I know. And I'd say it again, baby. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Will from the newsroom brings us three news stories every single weekday. He leaves out some key elements. Tim, it's our job to fill in the blanks.
Netflix has confirmed a big thing. It's... An iconic 90s comedy is getting a sequel. What's happening?
Happy Gilmore is finally coming back.
It's back, baby.
This is what I love. Netflix, they've invested in Adam Sandler. They've just let him make crap movie after crap movie. Finally, we're getting some good stuff again.
But he's actually been... I haven't actually seen any of
Adam
his
Sandler
stuff.
Adam Sandler is one of the most underrated actors of our life.
Hasn't he been doing some serious stuff and people are actually like, hey, this guy's pretty good.
Yeah.
100%.
But I haven't seen any of it.
But it's always like he's always, you know, dressed in like real casual clothes or going on a nice holiday or taking his mates somewhere nice.
Yeah, why would you do a holiday where you're like, oh, I work in accounting?
Yeah.
Like, let's do movies where you're living an exciting life.
Confirmed. Great news.
Very exciting. Is Shooter McGavin coming back?
Great question.
He must.
Yes.
What a redemption.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh,
Maybe they team up in this one.
Highly unlikely.
Speaking of films, what film has been given a near 8-minute standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival recently?
Ooh. Oh,
I mean, it isn't Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, is it?
No.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
No. They've actually brought back the Twilight Saga.
I mean, warranted.
Yeah, incorrect. Right?
Yeah. It's the new Furiosa, which is the new Mad Max.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently Anna Jana Taylor-Dayler, whatever her name is, I always forget her name. So the whole thing about Mad Max, and Tom Hardy had the same issue. A lot of people are saying really didn't speak a lot for a feature film. I think they had 30 lines. Tom Hardy
30.
Had probably less than 30 lines. But that's the whole point of the movie, so I don't understand that argument.
I've never seen the original Mad Max. So don't walk away from me. This is exactly what my husband did. He was like, I want to go see the new Mad Max. And I was like, I haven't seen the original.
And he's, there's more than just the original.
Is there more than one?
There's many. There's maybe three.
I can't commit.
Australian.
I can't commit. It's too many. Too many then. I was going to watch one
of
them.
You watched all of the Fast and the Furious movies. I think you can make time for a couple of Mad Maxes.
And they're actually good too.
Yeah.
And I like this story. A tenant of one of the Prime Minister's investment properties is in the news. What's happened?
Has his rent been jacked up?
No. Well, I don't know. Everyone's has, yeah, well, so probably.
Bad. Has Anthony Albanese moved into the bungalow out the back because of cost of living?
You're not far off.
Okay. Oh, what is it?
He's been given an eviction notice because the PM's looking to sell. So Jim Flanagan, his name is. He's living in a house in Sydney's inner west. And Albo's decided he's selling the home following changes in his personal life, probably the fact that he's now Prime Minister.
Sure.
He says he's lived there for more than 4 years, and it says it's poor timing given the current rental and housing crisis.
It's a handy way to have access to the Prime Minister if he's your landlord. So you go like, my pipes aren't working. By the way, while I've got you, why aren't we investing more money into childcare?
This is the most fascinating part. I want to know what it's like having Albo as your landlord. Yeah. Well, do you reckon he wouldn't deal with him, would he?
No. As someone who is currently a landlord, I don't think I've ever had a conversation
How
with my
tenant.
How
do you evict your tenants,
Jess? I don't evict my tenants. How dare you? I've had very long-standing tenants, actually. They've been there the last 3 years.
And the rich get richer. Unbelievable, okay. Will. You're hot, Will. Jess, you're rich. I don't know what I am at this point.
And you're here, Tim. Yeah,
thank you very much, Jess. Will, we appreciate it. You thirst trap and Graham Daddy, you. We
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.